Quran competition. The Cabinet Secretary for Defense Aidan Duale has reiterated the government's commitment to religious pluralism. Speaking at the Mombasa International Grand Quran Competition organized by the Mombasa County Government held at the Sarani Sports Ground, CS Duale highlighted the significance of President Ruto's understanding and respect for diverse religious beliefs. The event was attended by internationally acclaimed Muslim scholars like Sheikh Othman Malam, Dr. Bilal Phillips and Azhar University scholars. Principal Secretary for Transport Muhammad Dagger, MPs Mishi Mboko, Rashid Bedzimba, Zamzam Muhammad, Muhammad Michel and Senator Muhammad Faki were also in attendance. In retrospect, Duale underscored his long-standing advocacy for the Muslims' rights in Kenya. "For the past 15 years, I have fought for the rights of Muslims in Kenya. Now, we are fortunate to have a president who embraces religion and respects all faiths," said Duale. He encouraged parents to prioritize secular and religious education for their children. CS Duale stressed the importance of memorizing the Quran, and its role in shaping moral character and instilling virtues that contribute to national development. "Investing in the education of our children, both in secular schools and madrasas, Muslim schools, is paramount," said Duale, adding, "Memorizing the 30 juzu of the Quran not only enriches their spiritual lives but also makes them responsible citizens who contribute positively to our society." Mombasa Governor Nasir pledged that the inaugural Mombasa International Grand Quran Competition will continue in the month of Ramadan during his tenure. "I promise that this year's Quran competition is just the beginning. We will continue to organize this event each year, as it serves as a platform to uplift and inspire the youth of our city," stated Governor Nasir. He acknowledged the support of Mombasa County Assembly members for their unwavering support in the organization of the competition. More than 115 participants from Somalia, Zanzibar, Tanzania, Uganda, Burundi and Kenya competed in the Quran memorization competition. Only 22 finalists, distinguished by their exceptional memorization of the 30 chapters of the Quran, progressed to the final stage. Kabito Abdul Karim emerged as the overall winner. He got a cash prize of ₱600,000, while Hanif Abdi from Kenya showcased remarkable dedication, clinching the runners-up position and a prize of ₱400,000. The event not only celebrated the profound commitment to Quranic memorization but also fostered cultural exchange and unity across borders.